Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 100 Things Women Can Finally Do at 50 by Wendy Foxworth is a humorous gift book built around the cultural milestone of turning 50. Rather than offering self-help advice or a structured personal development program, it uses a list-based format to capture the freedoms, attitudes, and unapologetic truths many women associate with midlife. The book is positioned as a funny and validating present for a 50th birthday, especially for readers who appreciate satire, relatability, and lighthearted commentary on aging. Its appeal comes from turning familiar frustrations and social expectations into shared jokes, creating the sense that reaching 50 is not a loss of relevance but a point of release. In that sense, the book functions less like a traditional humor collection and more like a milestone keepsake that acknowledges the emotional reality of aging while keeping the tone playful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a milestone gift book built specifically around the 50th birthday. The book is designed first and foremost as a 50th birthday gift, and that framing shapes both its tone and its content. Instead of treating 50 as a neutral age, it presents the milestone as a moment of recognition, humor, and social permission. That makes the book especially suitable for gift giving, because it is tailored to a very specific life event rather than trying to appeal broadly to all adult readers. The format is easy to understand and easy to share, which matters in the gift book category. Readers do not need to follow a long narrative or absorb complex arguments. They can open it anywhere and immediately encounter a joke or observation that speaks to the experience of turning 50. This specificity also explains why the book stands out among general birthday novelty items. It is built around a clear demographic and a clear occasion, so the humor feels targeted rather than generic. That targeted design is a major part of its commercial and emotional value. Secondly, humor that turns aging into a shared recognizable experience. A central feature of the book is its use of humor to make aging feel less isolating and more communal. The research materials describe it as filled with funny, relatable, and validating observations, which suggests that the book relies on recognition rather than surprise alone. The humor likely works because it reflects everyday midlife realities that many women already think about privately, but rarely hear expressed aloud. By giving those thoughts a playful voice, the book reduces the discomfort that can come with crossing into a new age bracket. This kind of humor is effective in a gift context because it offers both laughter and reassurance at the same time. The reader is not simply being teased for turning 50. She's being shown that her experience is normal, widely understood, and worth laughing about. That combination makes the book more emotionally intelligent than a simple gag gift. Its jokes are not meant to diminish the reader, but to normalize the transition and create a sense of camaraderie around it. Thirdly, the idea of freedom from old expectations drives the book's message beyond the humor. The book emphasizes a shift in perspective that is common in midlife, writing the idea that turning 50 brings greater freedom from outside expectations. The described content highlights liberation, self-acceptance, and saying out loud what women have often only thought privately. That theme gives the book a clearer purpose than mere comedy, because the jokes point toward a larger message about autonomy. The underlying assumption is that by 50, many women have less interest in performing social politeness, meeting every external standard, or apologizing for ordinary preferences. The book frames the change positively, suggesting that midlife can be a stage of clarity rather than limitation. This matters because it helps explain why the book resonates beyond novelty. Readers are not only laughing at age-related changes, they're also recognizing a form of earned confidence. In that sense, the book treats 50 as a threshold where honesty becomes more acceptable and self-censorship becomes less necessary. Fourthly, a validating format that speaks in the reader's own private voice. The list-based format is important because it lets the book function like a series of quick acknowledgments rather than a single long argument. That structure suits a humorous gift book, but it also serves a deeper psychological purpose. It mirrors the private inner commentary many readers already have about aging, family roles, physical changes, and social obligations. When a book expresses those thoughts plainly, it creates a strong feeling of being seen. The search data repeatedly suggests that readers respond with, "Oh my God, yes" reactions, which points to the book's value as validation literature disguised as humor. This is a significant distinction in its category. Many comedy books aim only for laughs, but this one appears to combine comedy with emotional recognition. That makes it more reusable as a keepsake, since readers may return to specific pages when they want a quick lift or a familiar joke. The format is simple, but the emotional effect depends on precision the book works because it says what many women feel, but seldom hear in a light, socially acceptable way. Lastly, how it fits the broader market for funny milestone books without feeling disposable. this book belongs to a crowded subgenre of humorous milestone gifts, including other titles about what women can finally do at 50 or related ages. What differentiates it is its emphasis on being both funny and genuinely validating, rather than just cheeky or disposable. Many gift books in this space rely on a single punchline or an aggressively sarcastic tone, but this title is presented as warmer and more affirming. That matters because buyers in this category often want a gift that can be laughed at in the moment, but still felt as thoughtful afterward. The book appears to meet that expectation by centering relatable truths about women entering their fifth decade, not just exaggerated jokes about getting older. It also broadens its appeal by making the emotional experience of turning 50 the real subject, with humor as the delivery mechanism. As a result, it is positioned as something a sister, friend, mother, or coworker could receive without it feeling impersonal. That balance between fun and sensitivity is the key reason it fits the market well. In conclusion, The 100 Things Women Can Finally Do at 50 is best suited for readers who enjoy humor that is rooted in recognition rather than in pure absurdity. It is an especially fitting choice for someone turning 50, but it also works for gift buyers who want something light, age-specific, and socially aware. The main benefit of the book is that it turns a major birthday into a less awkward, more conversational event. Instead of treating midlife as a problem to solve, it frames it as a stage where confidence, honesty, and personal freedom become easier to claim. That makes it more than a novelty item, even though it clearly belongs in the gift book market. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it appears to balance wit with validation, so the reader can laugh without feeling mocked. It is not trying to provide advice, and it is not aiming for literary depth. Its strength is that it understands its audience and delivers exactly the kind of playful reassurance many people want at a milestone birthday. If you would like to support Wendy Foxworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.